work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to Rise with Love. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode to assist you on your soulful journey. As you fully embody the Rise with Love way of life, you will begin to develop a beautiful connection with spiritual beings that are part of your team or here to assist you with your soul's purpose. I'm really excited to introduce you to my special guest today, who is a very special friend of mine, Sunita from Angels Awakening. Her mission is to bring forth the voice and wisdom of the angels so that they can uplift, inspire, and illuminate to all whom seek the cosmic truth. She also sees herself as a channel for spirit to empower humanity to awaken and arise to their full potential. You can tell why this beautiful lady and I are friends. So, my love, welcome, Sunita!
Thank you. I love you.
Oh my gosh, I am super excited to have this conversation with you. I want to just kind of let people know that you have been such a gem in my life. You have brought so much healing and wisdom and empowerment and confidence by just showing me who I really am. And I know that this conversation is going to be filled with so many pieces of learnings for everyone that tunes into this episode. So I want you to kind of start us off with you as a little girl who used to see your guardian angel. So why do you think your guardian angel was making themselves like known to you?
I think because as a kid, I always felt like there was always something different about me. And I've always had this sixth sense about something out there that I couldn't identify with, because I felt like this world didn't resonate with me and I felt quite alone. So I think that's when my guardian angel came in quite an early age to say, you know, it's okay to be you. And she supported me as like a best friend or like a mother to me. I never heard her, but I felt this presence around me. And I always felt loved unconditionally, because when I came into this world, I guess I forgot or have amnesia about where I came from. But when I had my guardian angel around me, it was really reassuring as a little girl. So I feel that's why she was with me, to be on this life path with me and be my protector and my savior almost. She really has been my rock throughout this whole existence on this planet at this time.
I love it. And that's led you to develop all sorts of things. So what was like the next spiritual thing that you were guided to explore of yourself?
So when I was in my early 20s, I really felt like quite heavy with stuff from my family. And I felt like I needed to get away and break free and really find out who I really was. So in my 20s, I went to Australia and I looked at different modalities, crystals, clairvoyance, Reiki. And I really opened myself up to the possibilities of expansion. And I felt like I needed to have some movement within myself. I felt stagnated. I didn't feel myself. I was overweight. I was unhappy. I had issues. I just didn't want to be this person anymore because I knew it wasn't me. So I went on an internal just self-discovery first, because I felt like I couldn't heal others unless I looked at myself. And I did a lot of deep healing, like 10 years or so of just me being on my own, really going in there and doing the nitty gritty with Reiki, with like-minded people, with exercise. I really did a whole holistic healing on myself, if you want to look at it that way. So it included the angels, it included Reiki, it included like-minded people, and it included a lot of self-reflection and a lot of inner child work. So that's really where my empowerment came from the healing of myself first.
And your guardian angel was part of this process?
Yes, she was. So the whole time, she guided me through the steps to take. She reassured me. She kept me comfortable because being away from your family as well in another country. I was young. I was in my 20s. I was working over there and I didn't know what I was doing. I was just told to go to Australia. I was like, why? They're just like, go over there. And I had no idea the expansion I was going to get. I just trusted my gut. And my angel kind of, through working with oracle cards when I first started, because obviously I had to develop, the oracle cards kind of guided me. And then when I did Reiki, my third eye opened up, and that's when I started to really see and hear angels. And I first got glimpses of what actually my guardian angel looked like properly, and felt her energy and her vibration. So my whole third eye just went poof. And then it was madness at first, but it settled down and they said, you're ready for this. I said, I'm so young. They're like, yeah, but you've been waiting for so long, like, to do this. Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Can you describe for us? Because I'm not overly clairvoyant. I totally wish I was. It's not my strongest sense at all. What is it like to see your angel like that?
It's unbelievable, and it's really a blessing because not everyone can see angels or guides, and it became such a norm for me. It's more of a third eye projection rather than seeing them walk around. Like, I can see them with my eyes open, but it's kind of hard to describe, but it's such a blessing, and it's nice to see angels around you, and it gives you confirmation, obviously, when you're doing the work here. You know that there's no doubt that there's something that looks out for you, no doubt whatsoever. You can't question it, and it's tangible. Like, I could see her, I could feel her, I can feel her, like, you know, her presence, her reassurance. It's so comforting. And just, I'm wanting other people out there to really connect with their guardian angel and their angels, because I've seen them, they're real, they're absolutely real, you know. I just want people to experience the angels, like, you know, like they deserve to.
I love that about you, because you truly have this incredible ability to channel the angels and higher realms of the cosmos. And I just kind of want you to explain, what is that like? And can you share with us how you do that?
So when I woke up with my third eye, it was a lot of training. I had to learn how to do what I did. It was a lot of trust building, faith building, with working with spirit, having that relationship, that friendship with my guardian angel first, and then broadening it out to archangels and higher as you go up to the cosmos. So it took a lot of strength in me to develop that trust and those clairvoyant abilities. I had to learn and discern what I was listening to. Light and dark, negative, positive. So I was put through a lot of tests as well. So it's not something I just woke up and suddenly magically. It was something that I had to work through as well with my own ability. So when I connect to the cosmos, I'm opening up essentially to spirit. So spirit is the divine being that overlooks and overlights us. And whoever needs to come in is dependent on who I work with. So I work intuitively. When I do readings or connect with spirit, whoever needs to come in, I allow them to come in. I have a gatekeeper who allows certain beings in, and only the purest and highest light comes in to channel through me. So if I have a person in front of me, their guardian angels and guides and team of light will channel through me like a telephone. And I relay those messages to the person that's right next to me. Or if I'm doing the videos, they're coming in and standing within my aura, and they use me as a vessel. They use their voice to pass through me, my voice box, and use me as that direct link to source. Because then within me, I'm quite a clear channel. There's no ego there when I'm doing my work. And it's very pure because I've trained for this for lifetimes. And utilizing me now, because they're like, you know, you're switched on, you're open, you're awake, we're going to get in there and start doing all the work with you. And I'm here for that expansion. I'm here on a mission. I'm a light worker like you, Melissa, and many other souls. I've woken up and I'm fully ready to go to support whoever needs assistance right now in this time, you know, to awaken.
I love that so much. And I would love for you to give us a little bit of a taste of how you channel. So I've asked you to bring some angel cards. So yes. I hope you've got them next to you. Can you do a mini channeled reading for the intention of the listeners for this podcast?
Yes, I did have someone or a being want to come today, and it's Mighty Archangel Michael.
Yay.
So he came in because he's that strong protective voice of the creator, I'll just connect. So I always set an intention within myself to connect to the highest light. I connect to the energy of Archangel Michael for the purpose of awakening, arising, and providing uplifting messages for whoever is listening to it. So Archangel Michael is saying we've got this. We've got this. Humanity has it. Humanity has the ability to stand in their truth and their light and awaken and stand in their sovereign beingness of who they really are. He says, I am Archangel Michael, and today I come through and say to you, salute yourselves for how far you have come. Congratulate yourself for the divinity in which you have activated within yourself. Believe in yourself. Hold the sword of truth with integrity, with strength, and with courage. Go forth, my children, because this is the greatest time of awakening for mankind. Embrace and encourage all around you with the light that you carry. Use your swords of truth to protect each other, to rise, to lift each other up into the now, to be those sovereign beings connected to source with love and light. I am Archangel Michael, and I come through Sunita today to say, you have got this. Believe, trust, and have faith that we all have your back. Us angels are with you today, surrounding with so much love and devotion and kindness. Understand we are moving through the changes with you now together. We are with you now, my mighty children of the Creator. I am Archangel Michael, and I am blessed to have spoken today. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Sunita. And thank you to all the listeners who are listening to my transmission now. I am Archangel Michael, and I am proud of you all. So be it, so be it, so be it.
Oh my gosh, I had my eyes closed the whole time and I could feel Michael's energy. Oh, that was such a beautiful message. And I have been privileged to see you channel quite a fair bit. You've channeled for me as well. I love it when we get together. And there is just such a power in your channelings. And I hope everyone else who is listening to this podcast episode today, you felt that and are so empowered to know that you are amazing and that you are loved and supported and you've got this. Whatever it is that you feel you need, that is already inside of you. And we thank Archangel Michael for that beautiful message. And we thank you, Sunita, for this incredible channeling. Oh my gosh, which kind of leads me to my next question for you, because you assist people to expand into their full potential with anchoring light and love, right? Because your message was so full of love. Can you explain to us what you believe this light and love is?
The light is our divinity. The light is our right to be here and be sovereign beings, to stand in our truth and be the very best version of who we are today. Not to be defined by our past. Those are stories in the past. It's who we are now that counts. It's the power that we have, the power that we share with people, and the power of inspiration. Because each of us, if we do our part and awaken and look at ourselves and take responsibility, this world is going to be a better place and a brighter place, because our children are going to come in with adults that have got it together and sorted it out as much as they can do with compassion and light. So I'm here to show people that the angels are there ready and willing to work with you, to help you to heal the past so that it doesn't govern the now. The most power and liberation is in the moment. It is the power of now, what Eckhart Tolle talks about. It's so true. So as sovereign beings, we have an individual spark or soul that overlights us. And it's our mission, each and every one of us, to come to this planet to share our gift with the world. And that's what I'm about. I'm here to show people that everyone has the capability and the capacity to be the best version of themselves with love. And it doesn't matter how their past was, how their future is going to be. It's what you do in the moment that counts. Because by the end of your lifetime, you really want to look back and know you did the very best you could, and you did it with love, and that you cared. And the Creator only wants his children to be happy. He wants you to have fun. He wants you to be liberated. He wants you to be powerful. He He wants you to give yourself a break. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Life is not meant to be serious. We came here to have fun. We came here to be liberated from these bodies. We came here to free ourselves, like to have fun, to grow and evolve. That's why we're here. This is a beautiful plane to experience life in its full glory. This planet is so beautiful. Just appreciating the simplicity of it all is why we are here as well. So it's about expansion, but it's also about appreciating everything around you and mostly appreciating yourself. It's that empowerment is key. Freedom from the past is key, and standing in your power in the full glory as the creator wanted you to be, to stand in your sovereignness of your divinity. This is what he wants for each and every one of us, to be clear about that. He doesn't want you to worship him. He wants you to get in alignment with your higher self and just be that truth. Simple.
And it so is, and I think we try to overcomplicate it because we're always told that it has to be hard or that things have to take a long time. And actually, you have been one of these beautiful people who have shown me how quickly things can shift or how powerful we truly are. And for that, I adore you. And I think this is why the universe brought you and I together, because you are a full embodiment of what it is to rise with love. And I absolutely just think you are an incredible teacher. And this is one of the things I wanted to explore with you a little bit, is you teach the wisdom and virtues of the angels, which is so cool, right? What are some pieces of gems that you have received along the way that have helped your journey to co-create your best life that you can kind of share with us from the angels?
So the first thing I think to do with the angels is actually build a relationship, to actually start appreciating that the creator gave you a guardian angel. Every single one of us has been allocated one. And my relationship with my guardian angel has been such a pivotal thing from a little girl. And we all get given one. It's just learning to awaken to that truth and working with your guardian angel to manifest the life that you want. She's solely there just to make you happy. It's her core job to make your life amazing. And the angels want that for every single person. And the key is to work with spirit, because you can't do it alone. You weren't put here to do it alone. The resources are all around you. We are the ones that create suffering in our lives by the way we think. We create the suffering from carrying the past with us and just going in the motions and repeating it. The angels are saying it's time for us to break free from the past, break free from the cords, break free from the humanity's karma, and start standing in the now and saying, we're done with that past. We don't want that for our future children. We want this planet to be amazing. And we got to start with ourselves. The angel said, you got to start with healing yourself first. You cannot help others unless you take responsibility. That is what they've taught me hugely. And continuously taking responsibility, not just having a day off. I do it consistently. I breathe and live my spirit, my spirituality. It is everything to me. And I really believe it, that when you come into this world, we're not just our physical bodies. We come in with spirit. And as a little girl, I've always believed that, and I've always known that. And this is what it's got through all my challenges. I've been through postnatal depression. I've been through everything, but I still held on to my spirit. And you know what? Everyone around me was so scared. The angels came in and said, you can do this. And they encouraged me through bringing me people, bringing me healing, bringing me support. They're the ones that actually surrounded me with the light, because sometimes other people don't know how to help you and engage with you when you're having a hard time. But spirit know exactly what you need. If you say to them, help me, I need help, bring to me the help that I need, they will come in and help you. You may not know always what it's going to be, and you can't expect it to be a certain way. Help always comes in the way it's meant to. This is the other thing the angels say. You can say, I don't want this anymore, I give up. Well, they're actually saying, no, there's actually a little bit more learning to do with the situation. So it's about, once you ask for the help, you've got to surrender it to spirit and not dictate to the universe how it's going to come to you. Because right now, I'm getting so much positive karma coming back to me from the universe saying, you've worked so hard to get where you are. You're being rewarded. And it's about that energy out. The energy that you put out is what you get back. So how you treat people and how you manifest the world around you is through what you do with integrity and with love. because energy is based on love. If it's from love, you'll always receive that back a hundredfold. The angels have always taught me a step at a time. That's the other reason we're on earth. We're here to have a human experience, but you can incorporate the spiritual practices in everyday life. And that will help you to maintain your equilibrium so you're able to walk the path with ease and grace, because it's a balancing factor. You've got to live a human existence, but you're also going to incorporate spirit into your everyday living.
I love that. And I want to just help people, because you've talked about guardian angel, angels and archangels. And for someone who might not know, what are the differences?
Okay. So the archangels are like Archangel Michael, the one we just experienced. He works with the global or humanity in general. He's not like a guardian angel. So at birth, you get given one angel that works solely with you. An archangel works with masses. So Archangel Michael's purpose is to promote strength, protection, courage in all of humanity. And he can be with many people all at once. He is an overlighting, and he's responsible for those core values and attributes and virtues. And he uses it with the blue ray. So whenever you need protection, you just call in Archangel Michael. It will visualize the color blue. The archangels are also responsible, like Archangel Raphael, many people know, is for health. So if you want to look at health, you would call him in. So it's learning all the different archangels so that you know who to call to when you need certain help. It's like having a buffet. You're kind of like, I want that, I want that, I want that. So if you know your archangels and who they are and what they do, you can call in the kind of angels that you need at that time for whatever the issue is. So it's knowing, having a knowingness about it. But even if you just say, angels, help me with protection or health, the right angel will come to you anyway. It's just that knowingness. And ascended masters are the ones that have been here on earth that are like Mother Mary, Jesus, the ones that have had human existences and ascended to where the archangels are, and they just help us with our evolution. So there's guardian angels, there's ascended masters, and it's like a hierarchy. There's almost like a hierarchy from the creator all the way down to our guardian angels. So archangels are very powerful because they've got the mission. They're here to serve us all. And they're beautiful energies because they're all very unique in their own way. So Archangel Shamuel might be about love. Archangel Metatron is all about evolution, expansion. So there are many different archangels, a lot of them. But having knowing about who you can call gives you more power with manifesting in your life as well. So if you want to manifest better health, you call in Archangel Raphael, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm exercising, I'm eating right. And he gives me more encouragement, more strength, more understanding. If I want to go out into the world, I call in Archangel Michael. It's like knowing who your friends are, who your allies are. So it gives it more power and purpose when you call them with intention.
Yeah, so you say everyone has a guardian angel, which I agree. I want to just help people who are like, well, I have no idea who my guardian angel. First of all, I would say to them, don't panic. They're never offended that you might not know who they are. Do you have any tips on how someone could discover who their angel might be?
Yeah, so it's always really important to have an intention or a purpose. So you can actually sit down somewhere quietly, like in nature or just in a personal space for yourself, and actually call in your guardian angel to show themselves to you. So however that manifests is however your angel wants to see you, or you to see them almost. So they either can give you signs through like nature, numbers. They can give you, like, you can feel their presence, like feel a beautiful warmth, and just be open to receiving. Don't dictate or have ideas on how it should be, because every angel, from my experience working with different people, they can actually come in many forms, like actually little children. They can come as leprechauns. They can come as animals if they want. However they want to represent themselves to you is unique to you and your relationship with your guardian angel. So being open, being receptive, and being grateful, just saying thank you for coming in today and sharing your light with me. Some people have two guardian angels, you know, like if you need two, they're going to give you two. And it depends on your mission here to what angel you have. But they're saying just make that connection, that first step, because they've always been with you, but it's you making that knowingness and awareness about that. So doing it through either prayer, whatever you want to use, an invocation, like, beloved guardian angel, please come to me now. I wish to expand and connect with you, to build a relationship with you, so I'm able to know, feel, see, and hear you in a way that's right for me. Just having that purpose, that intention, lighting a candle, giving thanks. And it's really simple. That's all they need. They just need your permission, because there's the law of free will. They cannot come in unless you call them in. And this is the biggest thing that angels want to say, is if you want their help, it is really important to call them in, because that means it gives them freedom to help you really fast, where they can only intervene in life and death if they're not called in. So really important, law of free will, because they will never go against your free will. They will never tell you what to do. And messages from angels are always positive. They're never negative. You always feel them. It's always reassuring, comforting, loving. Anything else is just your mind. But sometimes they will come in and put ideas in your head, and you'll have no idea. Your guardian angel's been working with you for years. Like, those great ideas, those coincidences, those feeling, gut feelings, those are all guardian angel assistance messages, but you just, some people don't know, that's all. So today, call them in, start utilizing them. They're there to make you happy. It's their core business.
That's why they exist, right? And also, right. Kind of like, you and I have been doing this for a really long time, and we have past life mastery, of course, because this is our journeys this lifetime. So I also kind of want to say, you know, don't get disheartened if maybe you only get like a smidgen the first time you do it. Just keep going, you know, just keep making an effort to, throughout your week, connect with your guardian angel, and you know, it will happen. It will definitely happen. A lot of the time, it's us that are kind of blocking it, or thinking that it's just our imagination, or that, you know, it's just, you know, we have this expectation it's going to be this grand experience, but, you know, yeah. I think you know what I mean, right? So yeah. Just let it happen. Like Sunita said, just let it be kind of how it needs to be for you, not your expectation of how you want it to happen. Right, because you know, I'm always saying, come and show me the angels, and I'm still waiting. Now I kind of want to ask you something a little bit different, and I'm really excited to hear your answer for this. But if you could have a conversation with anyone who's walked the planet, whether they are fictional or not, who would that be and why? And do you have something that you would actually ask them?
So the one person, a boy, he was born in 1990. His name's Matty Stepanek. He's an American poet. He died at the age of 14. So him and his mum, if you watch it on Oprah, he's appeared on Oprah. But I fell in love with this story, because this little boy, you hear him speak, you are just like the Dalai Lama. You can feel this energy radiating from him. And it's pure divine love. Like, I've never experienced anything like that. And I watched him on Oprah, and he was showing how he writes books. He started at the age of 3 writing story. And
holy
writing
moly!
Really gifted old soul, and I could pick it straight away. And I actually bought a couple of his poems. They're amazing, because he was on a journey where he was going to die. So previously, his mum's got a motor neuron disease, age of 3, and he's the only one that survived to age 14. And I think because of the position he was in, he used it as a form of communication to the world. And if you read his poems, he actually is amazing with how he explains and how he talks about God or the creator. He's really connected, and his poems are so in-depth. For his age, if you read them, they are amazing. Like, you would think it was an old soul talking or an older boy. But he died at the age of 14. He stopped breathing. He got really sick. But his mum is still promoting his work to this day on his website. And he's an amazing poet. And I think how he captured the world was beautiful. I think the way he saw it through the eyes of, it was literally like you were watching God in action. This is really how I believed. He was so pure. He was so grateful. He used the illness. He didn't look at the illness as a curse. He saw it as a blessing. Even to the day he died, he was writing books. So you can actually get them, look them up. They're amazing. He's one person I would say to him, like, what was it like to talk to God? Because he wrote books that were so pure, like angels talking. You know how I channel the angelic information? He was literally, and when he was on Oprah talking and he's been interviewed, he had such a big mission, because he said at age 5 or 6, his mission was to come here and promote peace. And he did it. He's actually in America, he's huge. He's huge because he actually got heaps of ex-presidents to come in. He actually really made a big movement. It's called the Peace Movement. And he's actually got a whole garden dedicated to him in America. His mother keeps teaching his poems, his philosophies. Like, he was such a wise old sage. And because of the fact he came in with the ability to not be able to breathe, feed himself, all those things, it didn't stop him. He saw the positive and the light in the whole situation. And he said to people, I'm here to be an ambassador of God. I'm here to promote peace on earth. Like, he was so clear, like no doubt, absolute faith. And if I could sit with him, I'd say, what did God say to you? Because, oh, he's, yeah. Age 3 writing poems. Like, you have to be a gift from God. Because, like, there's no way a 3-year-old starts sitting there saying, you know, writing poems or drawing pictures. And his mum encouraged him throughout that time. And she had a deep spiritual belief too. So she allowed him to express himself. And that just shows you the power of children. When I read his poems, I really believed in this world being a better place. I saw it. He saw it. He was saying to people, his poems promoted people taking responsibility for this planet. He really put it into perspective. So if you have a chance, look at his books, look at his poetry, just even going and buying his book online, like amazing. Just reading it to your own children, such an inspiration, like good for young children to read, but good for adults. So he's one of the people I'd want to sit with.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like he would be just a phenomenal person to talk to, because both you and I have toddlers. I have 2 and a bit year old, and I'm like, she's like semi starting to make sentences in her vocabulary, and I think she's a genius. And I'm like, there is no way she is writing poetry or books from the age of 3. So that's just incredible. And there really are some souls who come into this planet that just blow things out of the ballpark like this to show us the pure power of source energy. And I just love that so much. I've got goosebumps. I'm like, I need to go and read this poetry, buy some books. Now, Sunita, my love, I want to ask you, what do you hope for humanity in the future?
I hope that people keep holding the hope and the faith for humanity and actually keep the vision fixed on what you want to see, not what you don't want to see. So you have a choice. You can either choose the love path or the fear path. And what I'd like for the future is to know that my child can live in an existence where it's at peace, where the planet is at peace. This is really the biggest thing, because if everything's at peace, everything is harmonious. Everything is working. Everything is functioning as it needs to. And I hope that they get to rise more than what we have risen. We are the foundation, but for them to go in the future and be able to step up, that's powerful, knowing that your future children can do that with freedom. Freedom, that's what it is.
That's what it's about, isn't it? And I love that. And oh my gosh, I just adore you. And I want to give you the opportunity to just share anything, you know, that's on your heart right now that you want the listeners of the Rise With Love podcast to just hear from your heart.
My heart's saying, we all have a purpose to be here. It was not a mistake. You were not put here for no reason. You were put here for a reason. So really appreciate that point, that you are worthy of all the glorious abundance, the glorious amounts of love, joy, and happiness. And remember too, that we have only one lifetime, this lifetime. And at the end of your lifetime, ask yourself, did I do the best that I could? Did I have fun doing it? And was it with love? Because that's why I want to be remembered. I want to leave footsteps for my children and allow them to know that I did the very best I could. And that's all that matters. That's absolute truth.
Amen, sister. Now, where can people connect with you? Book and readings, watch your beautiful channelings and all of that fun stuff that you do, because you are just phenomenal. And I see such a great light inside of you. I always refer to people being like a lighthouse, right? And you are, yes, you know, a lighthouse that is guiding all the ships back to shore. And you're just so amazing. So if people want to work with you, connect with you, do all of that fun stuff, because why would they not want to? Where can they do that?
So I have a Facebook page called Angelic Awakening with Sunita. So if you look me up, you'll find all my details. But I do readings and I do weekly videos. So I normally tune in with different angels, depending on who wants to come through. Archangels, angels, cosmic beings. I kind of keep it open to spirit. So whatever you need to know each week is what I channel. So tune into those videos. I really want people to receive the most out of them from the angels, the cosmic beings. Really, my main purpose is just to get the angels' energy out there. That's really what I want people to receive, essentially.
And they can do courses with you and attend events and all of that kind of fun stuff, right?
Yes, yes. All my details are on my Facebook page. So if you want to connect with the angels, come to my Facebook page and see whatever resonates with you.
I'm going to link it up anyway so people won't miss that. And Sunita, my love, oh my gosh, I thank you for your time. I thank you for being such a pure channel of this incredible universe that we come from. Thank you for being my soul sister for many previous lifetimes. Thank you for being the light in my life. I just am in so much gratitude for who you are as a person, who you are as a being. And my life is so blessed because you are in it. And I know that everyone who's listened to this episode is going to get so much from the wisdom that you share. And you are just beautiful, 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 my friend. I'm so honored.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. And I really feel it's important to remember that we're all in this together. So all of us are in this together, and sharing this information with other people is so essential and really important. So if you have a gift, share it with the world. You're here. Have fun with it. Explore who you are. And I love Melissa because she's such a guiding light for me. She's given me the confidence and the strength and the motivation to get out there and put the angels on a platform so they can be heard. So thank you to Melissa for getting me up on this platform and starting to do my life's purpose. I'm on my life purpose and I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, I am beyond excited for you. I know that angels are excited. And actually, you've just reminded me of the quote that I always say. I always say, when you share wisdom, you transform mankind, and it's now time for your transformation. So let's just allow the angels to keep blessing our lives, to connect with our guardian angels, make them a part of our everyday existence. They're here to support us and love us, guide us, protect us, whatever it is that we need. We don't have to do any of this alone. So remember that the most wonderful things will always unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. And Sunita and myself are so proud of you. We encourage you to live in the light that you are, the embodiment of love. And everyone, until next time, peace, love, and blessings. Melissa.